Blog Talk Radio.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Well, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
Hello and welcome to The Drew Show. Each week, The Drew Show will provide you with the best live celebrity interviews in the country today in entertainment, sports, and family. Call 818-495-6928 when the phone lines open to speak with The Drew Show and their guests. And now your host, Andrew.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on this beautiful Sunday evening. I hope it is beautiful where you're at. I'm in South Georgia, and I want to thank you all so much for joining me. Please check out our website, thedrewshow.com. We're hoping to do some improvements to it very soon, so please keep that in mind, when you see it. Please follow us on Twitter as well at DrewBTR. That's DrewBTR. And please like us on Facebook. I know it's a very long address. I was trying to put it here in the chat room, so I hope you guys see it. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/WAEJ, The Drew Show. That's facebook.com/WAEJ, The Drew Show. It is always such a pleasure, everyone, joining us. We have had some amazing guests on. If you're a first-time listener, I want to welcome you. We have had so many people on in the past. We've had P90X creator and founder, trainer Tony Horton. We've had on baseball legend Dale Murphy. We've had he wrote and sings, of course, God Bless the USA. We had Mr. Lee Greenwood on the show as well. And we've been on the air for over a year now, and it's been such a pleasure bringing you these shows, and we could not do it without you, so thank you so much. Today we have an amazing show for everyone today. I've been trying to get this gentleman for some time now. Our schedules have been kind of conflicting a little bit, but I'm so happy to have him on the show today. He has been a YouTube hit. He has over 7,000 subscribers and over 1 million views on YouTube. He's just an amazing person, and I'm so happy to welcome him to the show today, Reverend Mark Brown. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming on with me today. I really appreciate it.
It's great to be here. It's really good to be here, an opportunity to catch up with you and have a chat.
Absolutely. And I want to mention now, you're from Australia, but you're in Houston, Texas right now. So how's everything going for you right now in Houston?
I got to tell you, I absolutely love America, and I love Houston. So I'm very happy being here. And it's pretty cold. It's pretty cold in Australia right now, and so it's nice and warm here. But aside from that, I just love this place. Absolutely love it. I'm still learning how to speak the lingo, the howdy and the y'alls, but I'm getting there.
Well, I can imagine. I bet when you say y'all, people kind of look at you kind of funny, don't they?
Yeah, well, I get asked a lot, where are you from? And the other day with a straight face, I turned to them and said, I'm from Utah. And they looked at me like, oh, okay. No, I'm joking. I'm from Australia. It's
Well, that's funny. Well, like I said, it's such a true pleasure to have you on, and you know, and your videos, just to start it off here, your YouTube videos has brought so much comfort to people, and I'm one to speak of that. I know you've had a lot of comments on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and everything, but I don't know, do you really realize how much you've affected people's lives by the videos that you've made and the posts you've made? I know you've helped addicts, and you've helped people in depression and suicide and everything. And I want to thank you for everything you've done.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's the funny thing is that two things really is that when you work online and like you do on the radio, I guess too, is that you don't get a lot of face-to-face feedback, but you know, obviously you get a lot of comments and I read them and pray for people, and I think God's given me, you know, genuinely I say this, God's given me a really simple view on it all. It never impacts me. It always kind of encourages me to do more, but I never kind of find myself feeling like, you know, I've achieved something or I've done something great. I've never felt that. I always feel like, you know what, there's still a lot of work to do. There's people who are hurting. There's people who are struggling, and you know, and while God's saying, Mark, this is where I want you to work, then I'll keep doing that. And as soon as that, you know, I get that word from God, this is where I have to stop doing this, I will. But you know, I had an instance where I was actually in the Academy sports store, and this guy, one of the staff, came up to me and he said, are you Mark Brown? And I said, yeah. And he was one of the guys that had watched my video and had been, you know, it helped him. And that, wow. That's really, really rare. I mean, it's rare that I have a face-to-face. And to be honest, I was really kind of embarrassed. I didn't know what to say. And we had a bit of a chat and a connect, and he started sharing his story, and I was able to help him a little. But that's pretty rare. I genuinely do it in isolation, I guess, which is fine. I don't need that feedback. So, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think whenever you're on YouTube, and there's so many YouTube hits, there's Smosh, those guys that create videos, there's Ray William Johnson that kind of makes fun of people or whatever, and if you're ever on YouTube or a type of TV, and people always look at you from now on as a celebrity, and that was I'm sure that was quite a treat for them to be able to meet you.
Well, that was because I never understand that way, and when he the way he was, yeah, you're right, he was. It kind of grabbed me in public, and it was a weird experience. And I was really, you know, I'm an extrovert, but I was kind of embarrassed and like, what do I say? I mean, and then I ended up saying, oh, well, how are things in your life? And he said, oh, actually not too good. And we had a really constructive conversation about it. But it was kind of, where do I go with this?
Right.
But no, thankfully that doesn't happen a lot. But when it did happen, it was strange. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you do have a devoted YouTube page and where you create videos and you spread the gospel to the world. And everywhere, it's not just Australia or Texas, it's the world. And like I was saying, you have over 7,000 subscribers and over 1 million views on YouTube. And I think that's absolutely amazing. When did you know that you wanted to do this on YouTube,
that is an excellent, excellent question. Because what happened for me is that I was sort of looking at myself going, you know what, you're a pastor, you're a leader, and you're not reading the Bible. And it was a realization for me a few years ago. And it's like, you got to take this seriously. You've got to stop playing with Christianity. You've got to, you know, just not by name, just really, really get into it. So I said, you know what, I'm going to make a big call. I'm going to spend a good amount of time every day reading the Bible. I mean, I'm not talking cursory or tokenism or, you know what, I've done my bit, now I can go and do whatever. I mean, sit down, read the commentaries, pray, just really open myself up. So that was the first thing I did as I sat down. About 3 days later, so God wanted, you know, I needed to make that call, and that's really often how it happens. God, you know, we often will sit here going, well, how come God's not acting? You know what, we have to act. So that was the first thing, is that I acted. I took that step and got on at that. And then it was about 3 days later, because I was doing it every day, those days, I just had this vision, and it was really, really clear, and it was this. And I'm not someone who has lots of issues. It's not like a daily. It's very rare for me. And so when it happens, I really listen. And what it was is the picture was of me sitting at my desk with my Bible open, reading the Bible, and people were like peering over my shoulder. And what it was is that God basically, through it, God said, Mark, I want you to open up your Bible reading to everyone else, to anyone. And that was a real, and we're talking very personal, because I don't read the Bible academically. I'm reading it. Struggle. This is stuff that I'm struggling with. You know, I read stuff and I go, you know what? I don't. I'm really struggling in life. So it's really, and I'm going, God, you want me to open up the? Yep. You sure? Yeah. I can. I'm going to do it. So that first video, I called it Journey Deeper into God's Word, and its journey is my journey. I felt embarrassing that I was doing it in, you know, first person. So I don't. It's not a traditional teaching video. It's not a sermon. It's just me going, this is what God's showing me. And that's hard because throughout, you know, because as a preacher, you're always going, you, this is what you need to learn. This is what 2 Corinthians is showing the church today, or us. But actually God kept calling me back to the first and saying, Mark, it's got to be you. You've got to share your story. And that's where it began. It began with that calling and that vision.
Wow, that, you know, and I think that a lot of people can relate to that, that, you know, that it's easy to go to a church and sit down in the pew for an hour and hear someone just preach of every single thing, just throw out every verse, you know, that they can, and, you know, and say, you know, everything that's in there. But it's one thing to actually get on camera and or someone face to face and actually relate to somebody and actually get on their level and say, you know what, God said this, and this is going to be this way in your life. And I think people relate to that a lot more than they do anything else.
You know, years ago, I was when I was a pastor in a church, at the end of my tenure, a young person, one of the young guys, came up to me and said, you know, Mark, I'm really going to miss you. There was one sermon that just blew me away. And the one sermon, and I, of course, you know, preachers all want to hear that. I'm like, oh, was it the exposition of 1 Corinthians 12? What was it? And she said it was your testimony. In other words, it was the one thing that stood out in my years of preaching was when I shared how I came to Christ, how God had affected me intimately and personally. And you're right. You're absolutely right, Andrew. If any preachers or pastors or future preachers or pastors are listening, that's really, really key. We can get caught up. We can get caught up in this sense that we have to do kind of separate. You know what? The best story we can tell is ours. The best account we can give of the scriptures is how it affects us, how it affects me. And I didn't do that intellectually. I've got to say honestly, I didn't sit down and go, you know what, this is a good strategy. Actually, God gave me that vision. And I didn't think it'd work. I honestly didn't think it would have anyone would be interested in what God was showing in my life. Some Aussie guy in the corner of the globe talking to his laptop. there's an authenticity and a realness about it. And I can see now how it works. But early on, I just was following God's lead. And, if he calls, you got to go.
Yeah. And like I was saying a minute ago, when I was going through a tough time about a year ago, you really helped me. I mean, I watched your, and I still do, I watched your videos all the time. And, you really helped me a lot. You really helped me more than I got anywhere else. And like I said, I thank you for that. I really do.
I would say first up, I praise God that he works through my message into your life. That blows me away. We serve a supernatural God who's gone, Mark, I'm going to use your your simple videos, and I'm going to speak right into Andrew's heart today. And that, for me, because I don't know you. I've never met you. I couldn't imagine what's going on for you. I'd love to, but they don't have that sophistication. But God's saying, I'm going to use it, that stuff Mark's saying, and I'm going to speak into Andrew and speak into my son today, and I praise God for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It must feel pretty amazing that so many people care about you and want to hear you spread the gospel on the internet, that they open up their computer and they specifically go to your channel and that they've subscribed and over 1 million views. That's absolutely amazing. What has it meant to you that you have had so much success just on YouTube alone?
It's funny. I mean, this is kind of interesting question. I don't connect with it. I really don't. I don't have the sense. I never look at that and go, oh, wow, I can never check the numbers. I never look. When you said I had 7,000 subscribers, that was the first I've heard that. So thanks for letting me know. And so, because the key is, this is the key, is that it's almost like God's, I've got to deal with God. The deal is this. Mark, you do the videos, I'll do everything else. until I tell you to stop doing the videos, keep doing that. And so I don't actually sit there and think too much about the impact and the success, as you put it. It doesn't mean that I don't, I don't praise God for the way that it's speaking into people's lives. That's exactly what I do. But do I sit there and go, wow, there's more than 1 million views and 7,000? Honestly, I don't. I don't. The first I saw those figures was when, you raised them. I have no idea. So.
Well, it looks like we have a caller coming in. Let's take this call. Let's see here. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Mark Brown.
Hello.
Hello, it's Arlene.
Hello. Sorry?
Arlene.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
I'm okay. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Who's my speaking to? Is this Mark?
This is Mark here. Can you hear me? It's Mark Brown speaking now.
Oh, okay, Mark. This is Arlene. Holy Spirit.
Hey, welcome to the show. Did you have a question?
Well, no, not really. I was just invited to call.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, it looks like we lost her, but okay. Well, that was interesting. You there, Mark?
I am.
All right. Well, you travel quite a bit ministering to others, and like I said, you're from Australia, but you're in Houston, Texas now, and you go to many different places. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been ministering?
Oh, I've been ministering on through the internet. You know, I started first off, I started planning a church in Second Life. For those who remember Second Life, like what, 5-6 years ago, and then I got heavily into Facebook, which I'm still doing, and then the YouTube. So, you know, I've been doing the kind of online stuff, ministry stuff, for quite a while, and right. it's an unusual space to be in. You know, it's I'm used to people looking at me going, well, it's not real. You're not doing real ministry. You realize that it's not real ministry. And I'm like, well, it feels like that.
Right.
I mean, there's lots of kind of dissenters, but you know, and it's different. It's unusual. There's not a lot of people doing it. Like, I don't actually have a church. I don't have a physical church, and I'm comfortable with that. I don't feel like I have to have one. I'm comfortable with doing ministry online. And why? Because, you know, where online stuff was, it's like, well, I remember when I was a student pastor and I went to a church, and it was an old big church. And on a Sunday morning, there was this big old church and there was like 20 people there. And I remember just turning to the pastor and saying, where is everybody? You know, the naivety you have when you're a student pastor and, you know, I want to change the world. And he said, well, they're not here. And I said, well, where are they? And I kind of went under the street, looked around, and I thought to myself, you know what? When I get into ministry, I'm going to go where people are. I'm not going to sit here and expect them to come to me. And that's really where, you know, that's a long time ago, but that's really where how it expresses today. I kind of looked at Facebook and YouTube and Second Life going back, and I think, well, that's where people are. That's where I'm going to be. That's where I'm heading, yeah.
I think that's absolutely amazing for you to say that, and you know, and I love the fact that you travel around and you do this, and you do YouTube, and you travel, you know, to the United States and you to the UK and Australia, and I absolutely love that, and you say you want to go to where the people are. Would you ever want to have your own church somewhere? Do you love doing this? Do you love traveling?
There's a possibility that one day I might have a church. But you know, I don't know. I mean, it's a possibility. I'm open to it. It's not something that I'm kind of, you know, Lord. I mean, to be honest, the best answer is if God sends me somewhere, I'm going to go. I'd be foolish not to listen. But at the moment, this is what's happening. This is where I'm at, and you know, and I absolutely love it. I love it. It's an exciting and interesting, and it's different, which I like. And you know, it's I just keep doing what God wants me to do. And if when that changes, the key is I've got to listen. I've got to be prepared to listen. And that's one of the things that happens is that, you know, it's easy for me to get stuck in one channel, for me to get really, you know, focused on one thing because I'm comfortable or this is working or whatever. But in fact, you know, God sometimes calls us out of the comfort zones and just take a step into a place that we're unfamiliar. And I'll do that if it comes, absolutely. And if that's a physical church, then, yeah, I'd look at that. In fact, God calls me.
You know, I know that you meet people from all walks of life and with so many different stories. And, you know, what I love about your YouTube page and you know, and I just touched on this a moment ago, that you talk to people like they're your best friend, that you completely understand where they're coming from. And I know several times in your videos, you've made it quite clear that, you know, you've been struggling with some personal things yourself and going through a hard time, but you still managed to care enough about people to never stop trying to help them. So I guess my question is, you know, where does it come from? I mean, you could easily sit back and say, I'm struggling. I have enough in my life right now, so I'm not going to make videos. I'm not going to go speak with people right now. So where do you find the motivation and the strength to, you know, push forward?
Well, you know, if I'm struggling with an issue, chances are there's going to be 2 or 3, 10, 50, 100 other people. And one of the things, you know, I'm going to speak out a bit here, but one of the things that has concerned me over the years is that pulpits and churches, they talk a lot about caring for people and they don't do it very well. You know, I know I'm generalizing there. There's probably millions of churches that do really well, but none of my experience particularly. And I thought to myself, you know, to be real, for Christianity to be real, not just some kind of middle class or some kind of comfortable construct that makes us feel happy for a couple of hours a week. You know, you've got to speak into people's lives, and you've got to do it genuinely. And it's kind of like when I've actually done one of my videos, I did it when I was floridly depressed. I had a really tough moment in my life, and I remember sitting there, I remember this acutely, going, Mark, this is a real risk. But if you believe God's calling on your heart right now, even at my lowest moment, I need to do a video. And I did, and the video is about depression. And I actually say at the beginning, I think from memory, that I'm actually depressed right now. And that's a risk because I'm exposing myself at probably one of the most vulnerable moments. So the whole motivation for me is, you know, it's my journey. God has called me on my journey into the Word, and God is speaking into my heart. And in the course of that video, I was sharing how I'm coping with my depression. But I'm believing that somehow my story will connect with someone else. Someone else could be watching who is equally depressed or anxious, and that they see how God has worked in my heart and say, you know what, I want some of that. I want that. Whatever the lesson is in that video. And that's what drives me. You know, God has given me this thing, this ability, I guess, and it's not a wonderful, powerful ability. It's really simple. Mm-hmm. I have this ability to see people's pain. It's a gift. So I can be at Walmart, and I'll be at the checkout, and I'll look in, it's really obvious to me. It's not I think they might be. It's like, oh, they're not well. And, right. And what I do is, even in that Walmart checkout person, I'll actually say, you okay? You know, and recently that happened, and I said, are you okay? And, of course, that's the usual politeness. And I said, no, seriously, how are you? And they said, well, actually, my father's just been diagnosed with cancer. And I said, well, I got her talking. And this is while she's packing, you know, getting my produce done. And at the end, I said, can I pray for you and your father? And she said, I would love that. I went in there, a period later, a few weeks later, and she saw me, her eyes lit up. She remembered the encounter, and I said, how's your father? And she said, he's fine. The tests are positive. He's actually in the clear. And that's a little example. I think God just gives it. Now I have to act on that. I can't ignore people's pain. It's atrocious. So, yeah, it's a mixture of that, yeah.
I think it says, and it speaks a lot about you, and it says a lot about you that, you know, it doesn't matter what you're going through, that even if you're going through everything, you know, everything in the world, you know, that you still care about people, and you still want to minister to them. I think that that shows what a great man you are.
My pain informs how I treat others and how I respect others. And, you know, even if someone, you know, if you see someone who's really struggling that other people are ignoring, you know, they're the ones I'm really interested in. They're the ones that I go, you know what, that's who I want to be with right now. It's my stuff that informs that, and it's God pushing and encouraging as well. If there's any greatness in that, it's simply for what God is playing out through my life, rather than any ability or any expertise that I have. It's purely how God is working through my heart and my life.
Yeah, and this is one of your clips that we're about to play from YouTube.
Sure.
You're struggling with life. Tell us about this clip.
You know, it was done a little while ago, It as you listen to it, really where it starts, every clip starts with the word, and I was reading the passage, and out of it came this, you know, I prayed, Lord, show me what your will is for my life in this passage, and, you know, I confessed my sin and opened myself to the Holy Spirit, as I do every video. And out of it, actually, the key is that God gave me this image, which you'll hear in it, an illustration of a moth. And that really became the heart of it for me is that, you know, our lives are like this moth that we actually need, as you'll hear in the clip, you know, struggling is not to be avoided. It's not about avoiding the struggle. It's about understanding why the struggle happens, and that's really what the clip is about.
Here's Struggling with Life by Mark Brown.
Hi, my name is Mark Brown. And today I want to have a look at the Psalms, the amazing book of Psalms, Psalm 77. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing, and I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart mused, and my spirit inquired. Will the Lord reject me forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, it goes on, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Psalm 77, 1 to 15. Well, this is an experience that many people have, and an experience that I have. And that is days where you feel down, where you're crying out to God for help. The first thing to say is this is absolutely normal part of being Christian. It is completely acceptable part of being Christian, of struggling. When you're in relationship with Christ, it does not mean you are without troubles. What it means is that you have a perspective, an understanding on life that sees you through those troubles. What it means is that we have a God we can rely on. And in fact, being broken is an opportunity for change. An opportunity in that brokenness to God, for God to put us together more of what he wants for us. Being down and crying out to God, as we see in the Psalms with the book of Job, even Jesus, that famous passage where he says, "Take this cup away from me." As he sits there facing the reality of his life. And then he finishes by saying, "Lord, not my will, but your will." There's a wonderful story of a man who came across a cocoon. And in the cocoon, it was a moth. And there was a small split. And he could see this tiny, fragile moth trying to work its way out of this cocoon. And it was struggling. It could get a little part of its body out, but no more. Being a compassionate man, he went in with a small, very small knife and slit the cocoon open, and the baby moth was able to exit. And then he watched the moth over the days and the weeks, and here's what he noticed. The moth had a good, solid, strong body, but the moth's wings were shriveled up and tiny, and they never improved. A little bit of research showed him that the struggle to come out of the cocoon strengthens the wings, puts blood into the wings, and the moth can then fly once it comes out of that cocoon. And in the man slitting it open, he denied the moth that struggle and the opportunity to grow. Well, in the same way, God allows us to go through periods of being down, of what some great thinkers of the past have called the dark night of the soul. There are times when we struggle, and those times are there to remind us to put blood in our wings so we too can one day fly. The struggle to remind us that we are created by God and we are dependent on God, not on ourselves. And it says in the last part of the reading, "Then I thought, this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works." If there's anything we can do as we struggle through those times of dryness, those times of being down, those times of being broken, if there's one thing we can cling on to, is do not give up remembering all that God has done for you. Bring it to your memory. Bring it to your mind. Not only what God has done for us, but what God has done for his people. How do we find out what God has done for his people? This. I remember your works, O Lord. And as I meditate on God's works, as I read the word, I am reminded how powerful my God is and how deeply, deeply interested he is in my life and how much he loves me. God bless.
And that was Struggling with Life with Mark Brown, and we are with Reverend Mark Brown right now. I absolutely love that clip that you did.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I love the one thing you said in it, that being broken is an opportunity to change.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, it's I mean, crisis, the word crisis it comes from, the root of the word crisis is about opportunity to change. And you know, when I read the word and realized that and actually need to be reminded, it's like, well, you know what, when life's tough, this is actually when I look at it and go, right, what happens now? Where do I go now? And, you know, it's not just me, but so many great Christian leaders, have made major life-changing decisions that have really glorified God from moments of utter crisis and pain. And, that's something each of us need to remember as we struggle in life.
Absolutely, I completely agree. And now you've done so much with going out and speaking to people in person and YouTube, but you have founded, and this is what I think is amazing as well, you have founded 20 Facebook pages and have around 16 million members with those pages. Mm. That's absolutely
that's right.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I have about 95 likes on my fan page, and you have 16 million. How did that happen?
Well, it really came from me wanting to, you know, this is 3-4 years ago. I was like, well, how do I go where people are? And right back then, and even more so now, was, well, people are on YouTube, they're on Facebook. So I kind of went to Facebook and I just started playing. There was no book, there's no manual, no articles, no one was doing what I was hopeful of doing. And I started a page called The Bible Page. And, you know, I remember, and the whole premise of the page was just to encourage people through Scripture in a lot more prayer and, you know, it became a lot more even evangelism and past, you know, helping people out with issues. And that was really the first page. And I remember when it hit 1,000 likes and I was like, freaked me out. Like, how did this happen? And then 18 months later, it hit 1 million. And 12 months later, it hit 2 million. 6 months later, 3 million. And, you know, by the time it gets to 1 million, I've got no concept at all. It's just, it just becomes. And then what I had to do is I started planning other pages from that one page. And, grew to 20. And I then needed volunteers. So I started a ministry, Global Scope Ministries, that's got a number of volunteers, amazing, amazing people, and you know, they serve the pages. So, you know, people post on the wall, they post comments. You know, when we put a post up, they'll comment on that. You know, so there's an enormous amount of ministry and activity, and I don't do that. I mean, I've just got this amazing team, but I guess what God blessed me in that is just the ability to grow a big page or two and it just seems to have blossomed, and it's still growing. I mean, these, I'm not sure, but these pages, I think, you know, they keep growing by hundreds a second or hundreds a minute, someone once told me. You know, they're just big, rapid growth. And again, it's just about going where people are and speaking into their lives with short quotes and videos and scripture, and people respond.
Wow, that's amazing. And you mentioned just a moment ago Global Scope Ministries, and you actually run a company called Global Scope Media and the charity Global Scope Ministries. So tell us about both of these.
Yeah, the media is really, you know, Paul in the Bible had his tent making thing that he did so he could do ministry, and that's Global Scope Media. So I set that up, you know, I wanted something to be able to pay the bills, and you know, as we all do. And what I do there is I help organizations build massive Facebook presence and Facebook strategy, and you know, how do you go from your wonderful mission calling as an organization, how do you reach people through social media? I answer that question. And then the Global Scope Ministries, that was, you know, just as the pages grew, I couldn't do it by myself. And I needed help. And, you know, being used to working with volunteers, and I just put the call out one day on the page and I got inundated. And it's really just grown since then. And now the ministry is very structured, very organized. It's got a leader of the whole ministry, and each page has a leader, and each leader has so many volunteers who help him out. So there's really a lot of structure and organization now, and I just, my job is to resource it, build new pages, and get out the way of these amazing volunteers and let them get on with it.
That is amazing, and like I said, 16 million out of all these pages. And did you ever imagine that it would take off like this, that it would ever be like this?
You know, I did some training at college or university and read a book, Jim Collins' Good to Great, I think it was, and it talked about bags, big, hairy, audacious goals. And you know what, I thought, I'll give that a go. And I remember when the Bible page was, this is my first page that I built, was about, I think it was like 5,000 people. I remember I posted on the Bible page, and in fact, because of the timeline, you can actually go back in history and find this. I'm sure I haven't done it, but I'm sure he could. And I said, I've got this crazy vision that this page will reach 1 million people. And I remember clicking enter and it going public, and I laughed. I just started laughing. I thought, well, let's see how powerful these big, hairy, audacious goals are. And, you know, and sure enough, so what I'm telling you is actually I didn't believe it was possible. How can you? I mean, can you? If I said to you, Andrew, you're going to start a ministry that will impact 1 million people in a year, you'd be like, good one. Good one, Mark.
I'd say
one.
You're crazy.
Yeah. And when it passed 1 million, I remember when it passed 1 million, you know, friends, close friends were contacting me to tell me it had happened. And I was like, I just couldn't connect with it. It was like, wow, that's a lot of people. And the way it manifests in the moment is, you know, I wish I could show you, but when I post on one of the big pages, you know, and I refresh, and that refresh has taken less than a second, it's got responses. And I refresh again, and just 20 seconds later, there's, you know, thousands of likes and comments. And that's when you realize that there's something pretty amazing going on. And that's really the only moment I start to think, well, something's happening. But right. In terms of the numbers, it doesn't connect with me. I struggle to understand it.
Yeah, and one thing I love that you do on your pages as well, you ask people if they need prayer to post it on your Facebook wall. That's what I love as well. And I posted something on there, and it wasn't no more than a minute or two later, you posted something back to it saying that you would pray for me. And I appreciate that, you know. I think that's, you know, you have that many people that like your page, that many comments and likes, but you still manage to get to every one of them. Love that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear you say that, because on my personal page, that's something I set myself ages ago. You know what? If someone makes the effort to post on my wall any prayer, I'm going to pray for them. And, and sometimes I get to it a day, 2 days later if I'm traveling or I'm caught up. But I try my best to respond personally, and I'm glad that I was able to do that for you and pray for you as well.
Yeah. Now, you also have a book as well, and I hope I get the name right. Is it Eyes to Heaven?
Yeah.
Eyes to Heaven. This, I believe this came out a few years ago. So tell us about this book.
Well, what it was is I'm not an author or writer, and in fact, my English teacher in high school would laugh heartily if they knew that I produced a book. But really what it was is that one of the things I do a lot, and, you know, is I have a lot of quotes flying out of me. I always have something, you know, I'll be somewhere random, and the iPhone is beautiful for me because I can just punch it out on my Facebook page or Twitter. So I've been doing this, and I thought, you know what, there might be something. So I kind of grabbed all my quotes up until then, and I sorted out what I thought were the best ones. And then for every one of them, what I do in the book is I just get the scripture that's attached to them, and I do a mini devotional. And the idea is that when you want some encouragement, you just dip into the book, and there's one of my quotes, there's the scriptures, and there's a kind of a mini devotional. And, you know, typical of the way I approach things, I didn't do a big book signing tour or anything like that. I just kind of let it be known it was there, and if people wanted it, they can go and get it. And that's how I prefer it.
All right. Now, do you have any plans of coming to Georgia anytime soon? That's where I live, Georgia, actually.
You know what? I would love to come and visit Georgia. I've heard good things, and so if I get a good invite, I can't see why not.
Right. Well, I want to ask you two more questions, and I'm gonna let you go. But tell everyone real quick how they can get in touch with you, how they could book you for a show, or find more about you.
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/markbrown.page, markbrown.page, you know, and leave a comment on the wall. And if I don't get back to you in a few days, write it again, and I will get it. As I said, sometimes I'm traveling. That would be the best way to get in contact with me, I think, or even inbox me, because you can inbox on that page as well.
All right. And you have Twitter as well, right?
You
there with us? Yeah, I think we're having a little technical difficulties. Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Now you're breaking up. I can.
Like with technical difficulties. It starts going bad.
Here we go. I can hear you now.
I want to keep going forward. And I just want to ask, can you still hear me?
I can hear you. You come and go. You're staccato, but I can hear you a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Please stop me if you can't hear me anymore. But thank you so much for joining me. It's such a pleasure. And before I let you go, I want to ask if you wouldn't mind if you would give pray for our listeners and anyone that may go through depression or considering suicide, because that seems like what's so big in America now. I mean, we just lost a NFL great football player, Junior Seau, because of suicide. And you know, kids being bullied in school or committed suicide over this. And, you know, it, not even that, just people going through hard times. And, you know, if you wouldn't mind.
I would love to. Let me pray. Lord, I bring before you now those who are listening, who are struggling, who are just feeling like, you know, what's the point of life? What is this about? Why? What am I going to do? How am I going to get through this moment? They're not even thinking about tomorrow. They're thinking about right now. Lord, I ask you to speak into their hearts. I ask that you would give them a sense of your peace and love and assurance. Show them how important they are to you. And Lord, also bring someone into their life, someone who will affirm them, who will help them understand their meaning in you and their place in life. And Lord, whatever the issue, if it's bullying, if it's financial, if they're struggling with a relationship, or they're just feeling horrible and down, just feeling yucky, I pray, Lord, that you would speak into their hearts and their lives powerfully. I ask your blessing on Andrew and the Drew Show, and thank you so much for his commitment for this show. Lord, for their heart and their vision, and I just praise you for what they're doing. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming on. Anyone can find the link for your YouTube page at the bottom of this page that you're listening on right now, everyone. Mark Thank you so much for joining me. It is such a pleasure having you on. I could talk to you for the next hour, but I appreciate you so much for coming on.
Thank you. It's been a privilege. I appreciate you inviting me.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
I apologize, everyone, for the technical difficulties, but thank you all so much for joining me. Thank you to Reverend Mark Brown. Please check out his YouTube page. You can find that, like I said, in the bottom of the description of the page you're listening to now. Go on Facebook, type in Mark Brown, or go on Facebook.com/Mark Brown. I believe you can get to it just that way, that easy. But thank you all so much. Please stay tuned for more shows to come. You have a great rest of the weekend. And good night, or good day, everyone. It's not quite night yet, but thank you all so much again. Bye-bye.